Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. R-E-A-L. At John Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, mostly Astros, a little bit of Deshaun Watson sprinkled in as well. And, yeah, somebody told me that that Kaepernick story was a joke.
Oh, okay.
It had to be. There's no way that they would ever do that.
I mean.
All right. Well, do you make a call to Tony Romo again?
Tony Romo's not doing it.
I don't think he wants to play. I think he's happy doing what he's doing.
I think he does. I think he is, too. Mm-hmm. And he's so good at his – he's better at his new job than he was at his old job.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, yeah, I can't imagine that they would be able to pull that. And at this point, I don't think that he would – I don't think he'd give you enough. You know what I mean? It's not like he's in game shape today.
Yeah. And I just don't think there's any answer out there. You're going to go back to the same offense you had last year, which is 10 points a game. By the way, if you listen to – our show, I said bet the over in that game. Now that Watson's out, I'm taking the under. Do not bet the over in that game. So 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, welcome our Sports Map 94.1 listeners. And for you guys, if you want to catch any of the first 2 hours, all available at podcastarena.com. You can also go by and check out the website, houston.sportsmap.com. We got a bunch of good stuff on there. Very proud of the effort that the Sports Map team has put out over the last couple of days. We got a great Ken Hoffman column. I've got a column on there that I'm very proud of that I highly recommend. Usually I don't do that, but it's worth your time. Robin Carlin's got a nice video up.
Yeah.
And on the Astros winning the World Series. And Barry Laminack's got a column. We just got tons of good stuff there, and it's all going to make you feel good about yourself, your life, the Astros, the entire world. The only one that won't will be the Deshaun Watson story. So, but you know what happened. So if you want to skip that one, you can.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah. Man, somebody said, well, I want to look at some of the, we haven't really had a chance to look at any of the NFL lines yet. Want to mess with that a little bit?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
I told you, I had a dream about this. I had a dream that you and I were talking about this, which is so weird.
It's a very weird dream.
But when I handicapped it, I was like, you know what? This is legit. And so I made a play on it. Tampa Bay +7 at the Saints.
I think I like that one, too.
So I don't know. I don't know why I had this dream. But I tell you, it's an omen.
Well, you also had a dream that told you to say that Deshaun Watson was the next RG3 yesterday.
And what happened?
Yeah, you killed him. You
it
did
came
that.
True.
And you're happy. You hope he never plays worth
That's
a damn again
true.
So you can say you were right.
That's not true.
It's a little true. But no, this is one of those classic buy low, sell high things.
Exactly.
And I like that one. Broncos +7.5 at Eagle.
You may want to check it, the line.
Yeah.
I'm seeing +9.
Oh, really?
Wow. Which... Brock Osweiler starting. I can't bet on the Broncos. Yeah. I'm sorry.
The ostrich.
But you know what? I'll take the under because, I mean, Denver's still got a good defense, and I don't think Brock Osweiler's going to put up much for you. So under 43, I like that.
Okay. Rams -3.5 at Giants. Boy, I'm really tempted to take the Giants here. Really am. 3.5-point home dogs to a team that's coming West Coast to East
Travels,
Coast.
Yeah. I just don't know. The Giants.
I don't trust them.
They're so bad. And the Rams, I mean, as long as the Giants are a one-dimensional team, and really their one dimension isn't even that good running the ball. I mean, the Rams defense is salty still. And the Rams can run the football. They can control the clock. I'm with you. I like the number. I can't make the play, though.
Yeah. Jaguar -5.5 against Bengal.
I kind of like the Jags. I'm coming around that the Bengals are just a bad football team and not just a decent team that's underperformed. The more I've watched their games, they just aren't very good. And they're not Browns-level bad, but they're not far from it. And last week against the Colts, which is, I mean, you're talking about a team that was a double-digit favorite somehow.
Well, that was just dumb.
That was ridiculous. But, yeah, now they're getting 5.5 at Jacksonville. So you're telling me Jacksonville's 2.5 better than them neutral site? I don't think so. I think Jacksonville's pretty solid. I'll go Jags minus 5.5.
I do think the Jags are pretty solid, but the Bengals do play good defense. And the Jags have not been as impressive at home. In Jacksonville. True. Their home games in London, yeah, badass. Jacksonville, not so much.
That is true.
So I'll take a little Bengal action there at plus 5.5. I'd like to see that number go up a little more. It's jumped from minus 2 to minus 5.5 since opening. So I'll probably wait on that because I usually when lines move like that, they either stabilize where they are or they keep going.
What would matter is if it goes back, if it goes over 7, which seems unlikely.
That seems unlikely. But even
and if it does, then I would be on Bengal. But as it stands now, as long as it's under 7, I like the Jags. And you know, it did cross a number of 3.
Right.
Which is a bit like I wish if I would have bet it. If I was planning on betting it, I wish I would have bet it at 2.5.
Yeah.
But right now, I feel I don't know if it's a play for sure, but that's on my lean list for sure is Jacksonville.
And I'm leaning the other way. Falcon minus 1.5 at Panther.
How tough is this? I feel like these teams are about equal. And then I think, well, Panthers are at home. But then I also put into my mind that the Panthers just traded away their best receiver.
Which makes no sense to me.
What's morale like in that locker room? And what's the feel? What's the vibe like right now?
Well, did you see Cam Newton's body language? I mean,
his body language continues to be horrible.
Well, I mean, it always is. But in this case, you're like, really?
I'm sort of on the Falcons here mostly because of that. I just feel like the Panthers are doing a move where they're playing for the future when they're certainly in a position where they could be playing for right now. It just seems very strange. And I would imagine that locker room's not happy about that deal.
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't have a good feel for either one of these teams this year.
I don't either.
And this is one I'll probably stay away from. But and there's not enough points. If the line were to move a little bit, I might take the Panthers, but 1.5 is not enough. And all right. Colts-Texans, we talked about a little bit. I had already punched a ticket on this at Colts plus 13.
Yeah.
So I feel much better about that now. I can tell you that.
Yeah, and honestly, I think that I told you he's worth 7 points because it's down to 6.5. Went from 13.5 to 6.5, so he's worth a full touchdown and an extra point. I would probably, honestly, if I can get it back above 7, I would take the Colts again.
Yeah. Under 7, I'm probably going to stay away from it.
But. Yeah. If I made a play under 7, it would be Colts money line.
Yeah,
I don't want to. If I'm gonna go balls out, I'm gonna go balls out.
Right,
but
which I honestly I may look at.
I don't think it's ridiculous to think that could happen.
No, and I just think, you know, you talk about team morale after all the stuff that happened last week with the owner. Now you lose your superstar in the making quarterback.
By the way,
and traded Dwayne Brown.
Yeah, now you've got a quarterback behind an offensive line that has no Dwayne Brown.
Yeah.
And, I mean, good luck to that guy.
Well, we've seen that, actually.
Deshaun Watson was covering up that offensive line is.
Well, we've seen that.
It was the first half.
The first half of the Jacksonville game. That's what you're going to get Sunday.
Yeesh. Now, not that the Colts – I don't think the Colts' defensive line is quite what Jacksonville's is, but I still don't think it's going to be pretty.
Now, the Colts' defense is pretty bad, but I have zero faith in Tom Savage. I'm not lying about that at all. Ravens – plus 3.5 at Titan.
Man.
Outside of 3, I almost have to go Raven.
I think so, too. My site still says minus 3, but it's minus 125 if you want the Titans. Yeah, to me, that's a coin flip. If I was getting 3.5, I'd probably like the Ravens, but I don't want to. I'd like the Titans at minus 3, and I don't want to pay minus 125. So for me, it's a no thanks.
Cardinals minus 2.5 at 49ers.
I dare you to give me 3 with the Niners. I double dog dare you to give me 3 with the Niners. That's what I'll be waiting for. I don't know if it'll happen, but no Carson Palmer. I mean, this not that Drew Stanton's a trash can, but he's not Carson Palmer. Niners definitely working some things out at quarterback as well. And
I'd feel better if I thought that if they had Garoppolo for an extra week and this was going to be his.
Now you got C.J. Beathard playing basically as a dead man walking, knowing that the job's going away from him. Maybe that gives him some motivation. I don't know.
Yeah. Sometimes guys come out and perform in that situation.
But he's also a complete donkey anyway. Right. So it's tough to say, like, oh, yeah, he's going to go out there and have the game of his life, because the game of his life still might not be able to cover 3 against the Cardinals.
Redskins plus 7.5 at Seahawks.
I'm getting the same thing here. I've got Seahawks minus 7 at minus 115.
Yeah.
My lean there would be Redskins, but again, Seattle's got a new left tackle. They're probably feeling good. They're probably feeling confident.
And they've been improving. And then last week, I thought, even though, I mean, Watson was amazing, and that's why the Texans were able to score, but so was the Seahawk offense, and Russell Wilson was too, and I think he's going to do some damage this week, so I can't play it.
My biggest deal with the Redskins is, or with the Seahawks is, they can't run the football, and they basically gave Eddie Lacy like the nod of approval this week and said, you know what, Eddie Lacy's going to be our guy against the Redskins, and I don't know if that's a good thing, because I just think he's a total mess. That said, it's going to come down to what can the Redskins do to stop them. And I don't know. The Redskins are a team that I've lost confidence in every week.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're trash, but I don't think they're as good as I thought they were a couple weeks into the season. And I think they're going to have their hands full with Seattle.
All right, we need to take a break, and then we'll get to the rest of the games.
All right.
Not many. There's only three left, but what do we have here?
By the way, guys, we're getting close to our goal for Juggalo Trey's tattoo. I lowered the goal, and if it ends up costing a little bit more, I'll just cover the difference. But I don't want Juggalo Trey to have to pay for this tattoo that he agreed to do on our air. So if you can make a donation to Juggalo Trey's tattoo, you can find the link on my Twitter. All right, I'm going to tell you about my friend Trenton. And not Trenton, New Jersey, Trenton the truck driver, Fred. Trenton the former truck driver. I say former because in July, Trenton started classes at My Computer Career. 4 months later, Trenton has already started his IT career. How long is it going to take you? See, it's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. Trenton didn't have a math or a computer background when he started. He's a freaking truck driver. Look at him now. MyComputerCareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today and see if IT is right for you. My Computer Career can get you trained for the high-demand field of IT, and you can start your new life in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu. Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to betdsi.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
And we're back on the Blitz. It's funny, I had a pretty bad week last week. It wasn't bad as I thought. There was one game that I'd forgotten that I'd played, and I just hadn't checked my account on that particular site. I was like, oh, where'd that come from?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I like when that happens.
It's always a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, Chiefs-Cowboys. Cowboys minus one at home. No Zeke Elliott.
Yeah, I tend to lean Chiefs here. It might be the sucker play, but I just feel like you're asking a lot with, I don't want to say a one-sided, one-dimensional offense, because Alfred Morris is fine. Darren McFadden, those two guys are going to be fine. They're not Zeke Elliott, but they're going to be fine. But the Chiefs are not it's not a walkover defense, and I think they're going to find some interesting ways to try to confuse Dak Prescott. It's not a big feel, but I like the Chiefs.
We'll ask RJ about this tomorrow because he really likes the Cowboys this week, and made a pretty compelling case for him that the Zeke Elliott not being there is not that big of a deal because the drop off is not enough to really affect the line, but that this line has moved because of that. So we'll ask him about that tomorrow, but he's on the Cowboys. I tend to agree with you. Raiders minus three at Dolphin. Dolphins are a mess right
They're
now.
They're a total mess. I love the Raiders here. And I know it's a West Coast to East Coast game.
But it's a night game. So to me, that doesn't matter. To me, I only factor that in if it's a noon game because they're playing it at basically 10 a.m. on the West Coast.
You know what I said about the Panthers and trading away their best offensive weapon? The Dolphins just traded away their best running back. They got Kenyon Drake. He's going to be their bell cow back now. Good luck. Yeah, that's already a bad offense. I think the Raiders feast on those guys, and I think the Raiders put up some points too. I think it's going to be a big win for the Raiders.
Lions minus two at Packers. I like the Lions here.
I like the Lions too. I wish I didn't have to give up points at Green Bay, because even without Aaron Rodgers, I still don't feel good betting against the Packers as home underdogs. It just feels weird. I'll pass, but I do think the Lions can win that game. I just don't feel like I should have to give up points.
Yeah, but there you go. We'll do this again tomorrow too. We usually do, although we'll see.
We'll talk to RJ about a lot of these games tomorrow.
Yeah. Reminder: we will be at Proof tomorrow, broadcasting live for the after party for the parade. So if you're parading, then you're not going to want to leave downtown because you're not going to be able to get out, right? So come after party with us. That's what you should do. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. We'll be happy to take some phone calls. Love to hear from you guys if you want to weigh in on your Astros or weigh in on Deshaun Watson and the fact that he's dead now.
Yeah.
And, through enforcement, moved down to Houston 5 years ago from St. Louis. Love my Cardinals, but this Astros team was impossible not to fall in love with. We lost our house in Harvey, and this win provided a much-needed break. Never been more emotionally invested in a team before. Yeah, and I had a couple nice emails from people today who read my column and that were telling me similar stories, that they lost their place and that this gave them a nice, something to. And that's the thing that meant the most to me is that no matter what's going on in your life, a lot of people are dealing with a lot of tough stuff, not just from the storm, but illnesses and things like that. And, you just seeing something like that for a little while, you get to escape and you get to enjoy it and you get to share it with your friends. And, to me, it's just the ultimate reality TV. I know you love reality TV shows, but sports to me are the ultimate reality TV shows. And it's not scripted like most reality TV either. And this was so back and forth. And I never really felt good either way about whether the Astros were going to win. We were kind of yesterday a little negative. But the reality is I never really knew who was going to win this series.
Yeah.
And that was
That's what makes it cool.
That was, yeah. And you'll be able to look back on this and say they won one of the all-time great World Series. And just offensively, so many numbers from this where they set – records and everything else, and it'll be one of those things that we're still talking about 5 years from now.
Oh, we'll be talking about it more than 5 years from now.
Yeah,
because we still talk about the Rockets championships.
Yeah,
because it's just. And by the way, I still don't. I still don't think that either of the other franchises here is really even close to contending for a championship anytime soon. So, especially after today's news.
Well, that's the thing. The Texans. I really thought that over the second half of the season with this kid at quarterback, and I still think the AFC is kind of wide open, I thought they had a chance to maybe make some noise and maybe, you know, even get to the AFC Championship game.
I just don't think their defense is good enough.
Well, but like I said, he covered up a lot of stuff. But he's gone now, and now,
And as long as that team in Golden State is what it is, it just seems unlikely for the Rockets to do it either. So, I enjoy this.
Somebody says, especially that dude that lost $14 million. I don't think he actually bet that.
He didn't play it.
No.
He walked away.
Yeah, there was a report early in the day that he was going to go with the Dodgers, but he never made the bet.
He walked away. And I honestly, I told you this yesterday off the air, I think that dude walked away because the number on the Dodgers got a little bit lopsided where it wasn't good value. And I think he thought the Dodgers would win but didn't like the number he was getting, so he said no thanks.
Yeah.
We've always got that. That's your advantage, the advantage to pass. Hmm. But, yeah, I think that was – he probably lucked out there. Looking back, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, you didn't know who was going to win the series, and that's what made it kind of awesome. Think back to, like, 1998 when the Yankees played the Padres, and you knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, those are the series – those series aren't any fun to me.
Like 2005 when the Astros played the White Sox.
Well, yeah, you kind of knew. Yeah. You kind of knew. That when I don't remember which year, the second time the Red Sox have won three World Series now in like recent history. The second one that they won was against the Rockies. I don't remember exactly what year. It was 2000, mid to late 2000s. You knew who was going to win that series. I mean, it was just kind of a given that was going to happen. And honestly, I felt sort of the same way, when the Rangers made their first World Series, against the Giants. I knew what was going to happen. I felt like maybe the Rangers had a chance the second time around when they played the Cardinals, but that first time, I knew they didn't have much of a shot.
Yeah, and that second time, one strike away, basically.
One strike away.
And you know what, Ranger fan? You can win one now. It's okay.
Go for it.
Yeah. I didn't want you to win one before the Astros, but now you can go ahead.
So now we're down to what franchises have zero championships? In baseball?
I think it's just the Rangers and Nationals.
The Mariners.
Yeah, I guess the Mariners, too.
I don't think the Padres do either.
No.
So there's a handful.
Yeah,
so.
I guess the graphic I saw was longest time without winning.
Yeah, because the Rockies don't have one. No. Tampa doesn't have one.
All those teams have been, though.
Milwaukee doesn't have one.
Milwaukee doesn't have one, that's right.
Hmm. Oh, wow. So Houston's better than all these places.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. So, well, I guess I could just look it up.
Seattle hasn't even been to one. Neither of the
and they had a stretch where they had those really good teams.
Oh, they were
too.
So good, but they've only been around since 77. You know, the Nationals have never been to one, or the Expos, and that's whose franchise history they have. The Brewers have been to one and lost. Rockies have been to one and lost. Tampa's been to one and lost. The Padres and Rangers have both been to two and lost.
Yeah.
So that's your list now. The Astros had been to one and obviously lost, so now.
So, of the ones that are the of all those teams, I think the Nationals are the closest.
Oh, no question.
By far.
The closest.
And
Brewers look all right.
Rockies look all right.
Yeah, they got some chances. The Rangers, they've had their chances.
Yeah, I think their window's closed. I think the Rays' window is closed.
Yeah. Now, Seattle's got a decent young team. It just takes so much to – you got to catch lightning in a bottle, man. Well, you got to find a special player that you didn't expect it to be. And
then several players have to have career years.
Yep.
All right, we're going to get to some phone calls when we come back. A bunch of you guys want to weigh in on Astros and Sean Watson and all kinds of stuff. So we'll take your calls when we come back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, life happens, and it happened to a lot of us here in Houston when the storm hit. And when it does, you need to have friends like Ben Schoen at David Lowe & Associates. You're talking about an experienced attorney with homeowners, renters, and commercial claims. A guy who will stay by your side and make sure the insurance companies don't try to bully you. And he's going to get you the best payout possible. And he doesn't pay unless you get paid. And his payout time averages about 2 weeks. He's trying to do this for the right reasons. He wants to help the community. And I've met with him, and I honestly believe that's what he he's in it for. He's got over 10 years experience dealing with homeowners insurance claims and much superior knowledge above the average adjuster. And if you've got an adjuster, you can't be represented in court by him. If it goes to litigation, you need to have an attorney. And that's where Ben Schoen comes in. You're talking about a local guy who has specific knowledge regarding the state of Texas. Don't wait for help any longer, and don't let the insurance company screw you over here. Ben Schoen, check him out. DisasterReliefTexas.com. You've got friends to help you get through the tough times at David Lowe and Associates, and that friend is Ben Schoen. 832-871-5067 or DisasterReliefTexas.com for Ben Schoen at David Lowe and Associates.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go through your phone calls here. Brandon, you're on The Blitz. Go, sir.
Oh, sports, guys.
Sports to you.
I'm actually calling. I live in Georgia now, but I heard the call this morning about or the final call of the Astros game, man, and that gave me chills even from here. Couldn't be more proud of the Astros for winning the World Series this year, and yeah, I guess that's about all I got to say on it.
All right. Glad that we could bring some joy from Houston to you out there in Georgia.
You got the Bulldogs; they're pretty joyful right now.
That's true.
They're rolling along.
Yeah, that's true.
Frank, what's up, Frank?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
We're doing sports as well.
All right. Hey, I got a question on the Deshaun Watson injury. Do you think most of this injury that's non-contact is due to having concrete underneath the turf?
I don't know. I just think it's a crazy thing that happens. And it could happen on grass. It can happen on turf. Honestly, it seems less likely that it would happen on turf than it would on grass, because turf gives you a truer landing spot. So, I don't know. I think it's just a freak thing, man. And as someone who's torn my ACL twice, I don't think that there's a – if you're doing anything athletic, there's a chance that it can happen. And sometimes – like, well, I had one that was contact and one that was non-contact, and I don't know that there's any recipe to avoid it.
Yeah.
When you play a sport that involves cutting and moving that way, it can happen, man. I don't think it matters where you're standing.
Yeah, and listen, when you lose a guy like this, everybody wants to blame something.
Yep.
You know, had a guy earlier blaming Rick Smith for it. It's just unfortunate, man. And it's a shame, because the kid was legitimately becoming a star. He was already a star. He was on his way to being a superstar. And that's the one guy they couldn't lose. And that's what happens when you have that kind of quarterback, too.
Yep.
All right, Nick.
First time caller, long time listener. Sports.
Sports to you, sir.
Just wanted to, I know everyone's excited about the Astros, of course. They should be. This has been a great moment for the city, a long time coming. But I just wanted to take a little bit of time from you guys. And AJ, I just wanted to ask you about this UFC card this weekend. It's completely stacked. It's one of the best cards UFC has put on. You have one of the greatest fighters making his comeback this year. And, you know, just wanted to get your thoughts on how you think everything's going to play out. If you think GSP even has a chance against this thing. And if so, I mean, that division is like a rough division to be in. I mean, I don't really think he can beat Whittaker if it comes to that. But just wanted to listen to your thoughts, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
I think you're going to see a very motivated and a very in shape George St. Pierre. That dude's, he's one of the few guys, and this is why he's always been one of my favorite guys. Like, it's one thing to be a fighter. It's another to, like, live your life as a martial artist. And, like, that's just what your life is. And you eat right, and you treat your body right all the time. This dude's been retired for years, and he still treats his body like it's a temple. And I think him moving up a weight class is going to be beneficial for him. I think he's going to be stronger. I think stylistically he's a horrible matchup for Michael Bisping. I think Michael Bisping's one of the worst champions in UFC history. What goes beyond, you know, Saturday night for George St. Pierre, I don't know. But I think St. Pierre beats him, and I think he beats him handily. As far as this fight card, everyone made the big noise about UFC 205 being the most stacked fight card. I think this fight card is more stacked than 205, at least in those top three, because I think Garbrandt and Dillashaw is a fantastic fight, and Joanna, anytime I get to see her, I love it. I think she's easily, I would say, my favorite female fighter to watch. I just think she's so good, so talented. So I think she wins. I don't know who wins the Garbrandt-Dillashaw fight. I've always sort of leaned Dillashaw, but Garbrandt throws bombs, man, and if he lands, then he'll take it. But I think there should be really, really good fights on Saturday night.
All right, 713.
And none of them have fallen off yet.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. No,
well, it's only Thursday.
Yeah, but, I mean, we've made it this far, and no main card fights have been lost.
See, now you've jinxed. You did the same thing now.
I've ruined it again.
You destroyed Deshaun Watson. Now you've ruined the UFC card.
Oh, great.
Shame bell for you, sir.
By the way, Michael Chan, big donation to the Juggalo Trey Tattoo Fund. He's the man, as always. Mike Liebeschock, our own. Mike Liebeschock with a donation. Chris Householder, Keith Dupree, Travis Porter, and Tyler Cargyle. These are the men who have gotten Juggalo Trey's tattoo done. This is going to happen.
I wonder how Juggalo Trey's mother feels about this.
I don't know. I don't know if he's told her.
Well, we know she listens.
Well, he has told her?
I don't know if he has.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You probably want to check with Trey.
Yeah. But he said he's good for Tuesday. So after the show on Tuesday, I'm going to go with Juggalo Trey to get it done.
$5 over the goal. Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Nicely done.
I mean, I figured anything over the goal would be tip money anyway. So, yeah.
All right, so you guys getting a $5 tip.
No. I'll take care of my guy. Don't you worry. He's the guy who does my tattoos, so I'm going to take care of him.
Oh, okay. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you wish to get in. First, you're going to tell the people about
dirt-free carpet cleaning, guys. And listen, it's football season. Your boys are coming over to watch the game. In fact, I've got people coming over on Saturday night to watch the fights, eat some barbecue, and luckily, my floors are going to look good thanks to the guys at Dirt Free. It's a great time to get your carpets and tile floors clean with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Get the fall special for a limited time. Dirt Free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. That's right. A room can be carpet, tile, doesn't matter. Any purchase over $120, and you get that room done for free. Other carpet cleaning companies, they're leaving behind a bunch of water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals. Not Dirt Free. Chemical free with Dirt Free. 30 years they've been doing this, guys, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do one room free with any purchase over $120 and throw in that free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Hey, guys, want to get in on the action? You just heard us talking about all the lines this weekend. Well, guess what? Try mybookie.ag. You can start cashing in right now. Industry-leading sportsbook hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, hockey. Yep, you can even play hockey. Horse racing, they got you covered on that. The best odds, action for players, big and small. And if you want to mess with their casino, you can do that too. Instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots right there in the palm of your hand. Works great on that mobile device that they have. And how about this? First deposit, you're going to get a bonus up to 50%. Just give them a call, 844-900-2387, or sign up online using promo code FRED. That's a better way to do it. Use promo code FRED. You're going to get that 50%. You can also sign up online right on your phone. It's that simple. And the best part is best payout, fastest online payouts in the business. No hassle. They take care of you. Call MyBookie now, 844-900-2387. Mention promo code FRED. They'll throw in an extra 50% on your first deposit.
Let's go! Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com or SportsMap94.1.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville, Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN975. And also come see us tomorrow at Proof for the parade after party. We'll be broadcasting live. Yes, and we will be there. You're not going to be able to get out of downtown anyway.
You're
so come
looking
hang out.
Live, folks.
And another group of people asking me about Breeders' Cup picks. And once again, I apologize. I have not had a chance to look. I'll try to get to them tonight, but I am actually thinking of just taking the night completely off and going out and having some fun with some friends and not doing any work. So that means I'll get to some Breeders' Cup picks in the morning. And I'll post them free, so you don't have to worry about that. If I do them, I'll definitely do Saturdays because I'm still going to try to do my thing where I raise money for charity. I may not make it out to the track. I may have to do it from home on the computer, but that's okay.
Oh, you're talking about the thing for Harvey?
Right? Yeah. I'm going to put up $500. So I hope to be able to get out to the track. But the World Series has just changed everything, and I'm not saying it to complain. It's just that it's between SportsMap and everything I've had to do, I've not had a day where I wasn't working on that website for 3 months, and I'm going to need to take a day off at some point. So it's been so exciting to work on, but I got to step back a little bit. And I noticed like three people have sent me stuff to post tonight. And guys, I'm just going to tell you, it probably ain't happening tonight. It's not that pressing. It'll get up tomorrow.
Everybody's pressuring me to get a tattoo with Juggalo Trey.
Yeah.
Did I ever say that?
No, you never said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
All right.
We'll see.
You know what?
We'll see how I'm feeling on Tuesday. Maybe I will.
You know who I want to get on the air? Lamont.
Okay. Maybe Lamont will get a tattoo with Juggalo Trey.
He's still talking to the intern.
What's he doing?
Oh, there we go.
No, he's not still talking to the intern, is he?
Yeah, he was. Now he's ready.
All right. Now put him on.
Lamont, you want to get a tattoo with Juggalo Trey?
Hell no, man. I ain't trying to do no tango blast. But mad props to Charlie Pulillo, man, because he brought up something very important that I forgot about. That the same thing that the Houston Texans and the Rockets was going through, that the he brought this up almost like 2 weeks ago when the Astros was about to get ready and play the Dodgers, that L.A. is going through the same thing that we was going through. They was going through it 3 years ago where they couldn't see their team play a certain percentage of the market. And what I wanted to say about that, do you guys think that with this World Series – that the Houston Astros then pretty much grabbed that 60% that couldn't see them for almost 3 years. I try to go out of the box and, you know, think of stuff that people don't say. But he just made me think of that, that with this World Series, did the Astros pretty much grab back all of that fan base, what little it was, that we have, and probably some more. And that's all I have, fellas.
Yeah, I'll say this. I think that anybody who was a fringe fan is probably back all in right now. And this is – I don't mean to make it sound like Houston's a fair-weather fan kind of town. But
well, it is.
When it comes to the Astros, when the Astros are good, people love the Astros. And we've seen what happens when the Astros are bad.
Same thing with the Rockets.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody but the Texans. When the Texans are bad, people still go to the stadium.
Yeah.
But if you go to an Astros game, if you went to those games during the 100 loss seasons – I mean, you could sit wherever you wanted. I mean, it was a dead zone. My guess is they're gonna sell a lot of tickets next year, probably more than this year. Probably maybe a record setting type season going into next year. So I think that they did gain a lot of people back that they lost from the TV deal. Although I was listening today, and there's still people in Beaumont who can't watch every Astros game.
Right.
You know, and that, to me, that's just crazy that you can't watch every Astro game in this state. But it is what it is, and that's beyond, you know, beyond a lot of people's pay grade. But I do think the Astros pulled back anybody who was sort of on the fringe.
Andy asks, hey, Freddie, are you going to get today's Chronicle front page framed with your tombstone prediction for me? No, I have no interest in whatever the Chronicle did. That's, you know, it was a lifetime ago.
Yep.
10 years ago that I worked for those guys. And I auctioned off that tombstone page for charity.
So, oh, good for you. Yeah.
You get a good haul for that?
Yeah.
$1 million.
Oh, wow.
No, it wasn't.
Was it autographed by you?
No, no. It wasn't anything like that. It was a couple grand. But
man, the George Springer SI cover is going for about a grand.
I saw it was going for $2,000.
$2,000?
Yes.
Man.
Hmm.
Let me tell you, my whole night last night was spent with people quote tweeting me saying that that was unrealistic and I hated that SI did it in 2014. So, the less you think the internet ever forgets, like, oh, what? This didn't age well. Yeah, okay, I was wrong. I'm happy I was wrong.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. The Astros didn't have Justin Verlander in 2014, so it was hard for me to picture it.
Well, hey, it's at the time, I thought it was just as ridiculous. And I was going to a lot of Astros games.
You didn't tweet it, though, so that you were spared.
Yeah. but I was going to a lot of Astros games and at the time, and I just remember watching some of those teams and going, geez, what am I doing here?
Yep.
Why am I wasting my time?
It's bad. It was bad.
But, you know, then, but you go back and look at some of those lineups and then the players they've got since then, and it's just, it's night and day. And Altuve was about all they had.
Yeah.
And he's gotten better. And then you add Correa. And then Springer. I guess Springer was the guy on the cover. And the year he just had. And now Bregman. I mean, you've got a pretty damn good core of players there. And, you know, Verlander, of course, and Keuchel. And just a great collection, man.
Yeah.
Yuri Gurriel, we haven't even mentioned today.
Yeah, no doubt.
Had a nice playoff.
Had a really good playoff.
Yeah. All right. It's going to wrap it up. Come see us at Proof tomorrow. And,
tomorrow we're going to talk more about the Texans and what their future holds.
Yeah, which is...
It ain't good.
No. But we'll also be telling you about this Astros commemorative audiobook that we're going to have for you very quickly. That written by Chris Campisi. It'll be narrated by Charlie Palillo. We got a lot of great audio, so it's going to be a cool thing. It's going to wrap it up. Great job, John. Great job, AJ. Till tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.
Seager, the batter, and a swing and a ground ball for Altuve out on the outfield grass. On to first, and the Houston Astros have claimed that city's first ever World Series championship.